This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she woke up to a dark shape hovering directly over her face watching her. She tried to explain it away, but it showed up again, and that time someone else felt it too.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, just call 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon, I am here to tell you, last thing I want is to wake up with some black thing hovering above my face.
No. That would be terrifying.
Anything that's hovering is not good.
This is a rather, I don't want to say it's fairly common. It's not unusual for us to get a story where somebody wakes up and they see something. You know, up on the ceiling, looking down at them, or, you know, just hovering right above them. Or sometimes it's, you know, very confrontational where they're being, you know, kind of feel like they're being choked or something. It is very frightening. And we've had huge discussions, sleep paralysis, not, is it real? What's going on here? And, you know, are they just in a different state? And
you mean like Nebraska?
Yeah, like Nebraska. Yeah, that is definitely be a different state. But, you know, I don't, a different state of mind was what I was thinking. But
oh, not Nebraska. You know, anyway.
No, I think that's Georgia. Okay. Aren't they a state of mind? Anyway, I have not had this happen to me, but I would have a hard time it would take me a long time.
There would have to be sleep aids involved.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too.
Like doctor prescribed sleep aids, not the over the counter shit. The Z.
I agree because I recently had the knocking incident, the famous knocking in my closet. And I'm not kidding. I was a little traumatized for several. It took me probably 2 weeks to get comfortable again, where I wasn't playing music loudly and things like that, because I was afraid I would hear it again.
Have you heard it again?
No.
Good.
Well, I did one night. I was asleep, and I thought I heard it lightly, but it wasn't, you know, I wasn't wide awake like I was that one time to hear it. But I really haven't, it's been probably 6 weeks or maybe 2 months since I've heard it now.
Oh, I don't want that to happen to me.
You know, so that's good. But I'm saying I was traumatized from that. And I didn't see something over me.
Hovering is not good. Yeah. I don't care if it's like you're at home and your husband is hovering around. I don't want anybody hovering.
Well, I hate hovering. And I would always tell that to my students because I was an art teacher. And they would be working, and I would say, okay, you know, after we've done instructions, lectures, whatever, demonstrations and things, and they have some time to work. And I would say, okay, occasionally I will walk around the room and take a look. But if you want me, let me know. Because the last thing I want is somebody hovering over me when I'm trying to do work.
Oh, God, yes. Especially when you're trying to be creative, and it's like, you're just there. You're not hovering, really. You're judging.
Yeah. And so I said, I don't want you to think I'm not teaching, but because I am here for you anytime you want, but I'm giving you an hour or whatever it is to work while I'm in the room. You have total access to me. I will occasionally walk through, but I hate hovering.
Well, especially if it's some kind of freaking black mass or whatever it is.
Well, demonic hovering is the worst.
I mean, what would compare to demonic hovering?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. It's the worst.
It is like there's nothing that comes close to that.
Not even kind of. Nope.
Well, let's go to the story. This is a phone call.
Hi. My story starts, well, first off, I want to say ever since I was little, I've always been able to see and hear things. The particular story I want to tell you about, though, starts at around 2006. I was sleeping, and out of nowhere, I woke up, and right hovering over me was this dark shadow or cloud. I really don't know how to describe it, but it was right on top of me, and it had human eyes. When I jumped up to, like, fight whatever it was that was on me, I literally saw it go up in the ceiling and then down into a shadow on the floor. I figured, you know what, I'm probably just having a nightmare. I'm just imagining things, no big deal. Well, later that year, I had had some surgery on my stomach. And while I was in the hospital, again, I woke up. And in front of my bed, there were about three or four shadows. Or, I mean, you could tell there were individual little shadows. They were just standing there over my bed. And when I looked, tried to get a closer look, sat up to look, they were gone. So then I'm going to say this was around 2007. This is actually the one that has scared me the most. I was staying at my sister's. Her and my niece were on their bed, and I was sleeping on a mattress in front of their bed. I woke up, and again, I see this dark mist, blacker than the black. It was just there in front of my bed. I wear glasses. I'm nearsighted. So I got up to get like a closer look to see, you know, hey, what is that? Is somebody here? You know, what's going on? Well, when I did that, this mist or shadow, whatever you want to call it, literally glided to the side of my bed where my niece was sleeping. The moment I saw that shadow fall to the bed, my niece started screaming, kicking, asking for help. I jumped on the bed. My sister was there. We were shaking her like, hey, what's wrong? Are you okay? My mother, my father, my brother were in bed. We woke them up. They came. My brother kicked the door down. And when my mom turned on the lights, there was nothing. My niece was terrified. She said that she felt like if something was on top of her, like their knees were holding her hands down or her arms down and was suffocating her. My mother, who is a born-again Christian, really, she goes to church and all. She said when she went into the room, she felt that it was very cold and she sensed evil. I want to say about the last couple of years, I've been seeing these shadows. It's not only at home. I'll see them in public places, little shadows in the corner of my eye. I really didn't think too much of it until, again, it started coming to me when I'm asleep. I'll wake up again, like all the other times, and there'll be a shadow on the side of me. The ones I've been seeing lately have been just the shadow mist, no facial features, nothing. The moment I see it, it disappears. These last two were actually a grayish color, and it's always when I'm asleep, I wake up to them. Now, I've been told maybe you're dreaming, maybe it could be the medications you take, because I am epileptic and I take numerous seizure medications. But at the same time, years before, I never took those medications. So I really don't know what's going on. I don't feel threatened by it. I just feel like it's watching me. I really don't know how else to describe it, but I would really like to know what's going on. Why do I keep seeing this? If y'all have any idea, or just let me know. Again, thanks for hearing my story, and y'all have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
I don't think it has anything to do with her medication.
Well,
I really don't. Because it's been going on too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's talking about clear back in 2006. So we're talking 20 years, at least. She said she's always been able to see something, though. So I don't know how old she is.
This is one that could be the hypnopompic, hypnagogic hallucination, because it's happening to her when she's falling asleep, waking up from sleep. Mm-hmm. So it could fall into that category. And for me, just to live with myself, I would like to think it's a hallucination, and it's just something I'm kind of plagued with. She might, because it could be that she has kind of a night terrors problem.
True.
So maybe it has something to do with sleep disturbances too.
It would be worth checking into your medications. And she probably has, but I think just get on and look for symptoms, side effects. You know, is it intensifying, you know, fears and worries in you that's making this? Now, that doesn't explain the situation where the whole family was there.
Right. And I think this was happening. Has she always taken that medication? Because it sounds like this has been going on a long time.
Well, and could it be that it's also making it more intense?
Possibly. Yeah. But at that one point in there, she woke up, saw something there. She's puts her glasses on and like goes to see what it is. I'm like, what are you doing?
Like, well, I've
got to see this.
I'm totally impressed with her. Yeah.
And I'm like horrified.
Don't go down there.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah. But it does feel like there was one time where, like I said, you know, multiple people seem to be involved in it. But I would check and see, is there anything that maybe she has a tendency to have night kind of terrors, you know, this kind of hypnopompic or whatever we call it, hallucinations, and then you get on medication and it ramps it up even? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have no idea. Now, with that said, could there be something that's there? And in which case, and I know this sounds like a long shot and trying, but have you tried saying, okay, enough of this, next time you see one? Just quit doing it. You're scaring me. You may think you're here to protect, watch, defend, whatever, but you're not. You're frightening me, and I don't want to wake up and see you. It's just too frightening for me.
Kind of like that boyfriend that you dated at one point who just never mm-hmm. seemed to get the idea that you didn't want to date him anymore, so you had to just ignore him and like
there's
put
that.
Your foot down. Kind of like that. It's like, I'm just not engaging with him ever again.
But I'm wondering if maybe it's time to engage. And say
to engage, to disengage. I'm going to engage,
yeah,
and to say, disengage.
Because I did that recently where I had a talk and said, this knocking on the door is scaring me. I want to be comfortable in the house. I'm trying to take care of it. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to do all these things. And I need you to buy into that with me because I'm going to be living here. And you know, if you want to do other things that are not so frightening for me, fine. You know, I don't care. Turn my pictures around or something. You know, do some other kind of rearrange something on the dresser. Whatever it is you feel you need to do. And so I'm wondering almost, since she wakes up and she's so brave, is just to say, what do you want? Why are you here?
Oh, my God. I don't think I could do that. What do you? Cause then it's like, oh, like, now I got to figure
okay, well,
out.
Maybe don't open-end that. Just say, you know, please don't do this
you
anymore.
Here.
You're
frightened. I don't care why.
Maybe don't get into a conversation, but just say, you know, I don't want this anymore. You're frightening me.
Yeah, I think I would go that approach.
And like she said, she didn't necessarily feel scared of it. So I don't know that it's evil. The mom thought maybe she sensed some evil that one night. But she said that she never felt threatened by it. So, you know, maybe it thinks it's just there to protect you and help. But I think if you say, hey, you're frightening me.
But didn't the niece,
I just want to be able to live.
Didn't the niece wake up thinking that she was being strangled?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
That something happened that night that feels almost different.
And no matter what, if it's the middle of the night, the brother kicks the door in, all that would have been insane. No wonder the mom would say it feels evil, because in that moment it would.
Well, and the niece is, you know, just freaked out.
Yeah.
Because the adults are all freaked out.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
I think I would give it a talk. The next time you see one, just, explain. Just explain.
Just get
You're
a beer.
You're scaring me.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah. Say, I need to talk to you.
We're
you are
talk.
Frightening me. I did it, and it honestly, it seems to have helped. You know.
Well, and it's a good reminder to continually do it too. Just because
I
haven't said anything for a while.
I do. I'm like, hey, I had a good day. You know, I worked in the yard. It's looking good out there, or whatever. You know.
Well, let's go to our next story. This is from Katie in Michigan, and she says, "I've written it before, but this is a different one." And it stuck with me because it happened at work and I wasn't the only one who saw it. I work in the medical field. I've spent a lot of time in operating rooms over the years. This happened a while back when I was on an afternoon shift. It was a pretty normal day, nothing unusual going on. By the time this happened, we were basically done for the day. At the end of a shift, we usually all end up at the desk for a few minutes before heading out, talking, catching up, that sort of thing. There were four of us there that night, all standing around having a normal conversation. There's a door right next to the desk that goes into one of the OR rooms. That room had already been cleaned and closed down for the day. Lights were off. Everything was done. The door was shut. I remember that specifically because earlier someone had tried to go in there to grab something and realized it had already been locked up. So we're all standing there talking. I don't even remember what we were talking about, just normal stuff, when I saw the handle move. It was a small, slight turn, enough that I noticed it, but not enough that I immediately said anything. I figured I probably just saw it wrong. But I must have paused because one of the girls looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "I don't know. I thought I saw the handle move." She kind of glanced over at it for a second. Nothing happened, so I brushed it off. Then another girl, without taking her eyes off the door, said, "I saw it too." That's when everything got really quiet. We all just stood there looking at the door, nobody laughing, nobody joking about it, just waiting. One of them finally said, "Is someone in there?" But that didn't make sense because the room had already been shut down and, like I said, it was locked. Right after she said that, the handle moved again. This time it was obvious. It turned enough that you could clearly see it, like someone was actually trying it from the other side. Nobody moved. We were all just watching it. And then as we were standing there, we heard a very clear click. Right after that, the handle turned again and the door pushed open a few inches on its own. No one was anywhere near it. We were all just standing back by the desk. No one said anything for a second. We were all just completely silent. Then one of the nurses finally walked over, pushed the door open the rest of the way. The room was empty. Lights were off. Everything looked exactly like it should have been. No one was inside, no reason for that door to have unlocked, and definitely no reason for it to open. We all just kind of stood there for a second and then slowly went back to the desk, but the conversation wasn't over. Nobody really said much about it. It was like we kind of just wanted to get out of there. We grabbed our things and left not long after that. No one brought it up again, at least not around me. It was just one of those moments where everyone knew something wasn't right, but nobody really wanted to dig into it. Nothing else ever happened while I was working there, but that one moment has always stuck with me because it wasn't just me seeing something out of the corner of my eye. All four of us saw it. We all heard it. And there really wasn't any way to explain it. That's my story. Love you guys. I'll write in again if I think of anything else. Katie from Michigan. I think that is weird because
I think it's scary.
Yeah, because it's one thing if the door, because at first if the door handle moved, you would be, oh, somebody's in there. Maybe we shut somebody in.
Well, yeah, exactly. We'd like, oh, we forgot to get the patient out of the room or whatever. I think hospitals are just by nature very scary places anyway. And there's a lot of emotion, a lot of trauma, a lot of stuff happening in hospitals constantly.
Well, and what would have happened in that OR? Who knows?
But I find it hard to believe, even though Katie said that nothing had happened to her, that was the only one she'd ever went. I'll bet other things had happened.
You know, maybe somebody had recently passed away in that room and there was this weird, like, what has happened to me? Like,
they just were still sort of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of confused, like they had maybe passed away but didn't know they had.
Yeah. I always think that, you know, you can have that period of time before you actually transcend. And so.
But I think if someone would have, you know, died recently in that room, I think she would have said something. Especially that day, would have been like, and a patient had just passed away.
Well, but it could have been 2 or 3 days before, you know, and they didn't really know. It just feels like something happened. Because, you know, my thought was, well, was there some air somehow pushed the door open? That it didn't get fully engaged? But that would not explain the handle turning. Mm-hmm. Like, you could, you know, push a door open, but I think most operating rooms try not to have a lot of air pushing around in them kind of stuff. I think they try to really control everything pretty tightly.
Oh, yeah.
So even that is a little off, but let's just say somehow there was this little gust of air that pushed it. It doesn't explain why the handle.
Yeah, the handle wouldn't have moved.
And there was a click. That's just paranormal, I think. There's no other explanation.
But I can also see why you don't really want to dwell on it. Okay, well, that happened. I've got to go. I have got dinner, kids to pick up.
The kids, yeah.
See y'all later. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in. If you want to, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you want to. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, and you could do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.